Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. I'm your host, Noah David.
And I'm your co-host, Joseph Murray.
Today, we will be talking about how the Greek gods affected everyday life in ancient Greece.
People in ancient Greece believed the gods controlled their lives. They thought it would make their lives better and take care of them in the afterlife.
Some gods they believed in are Hades, Demeter, Zeus, Poseidon, Aphrodite, Hermes, Artemis, Helios, Ares, Athena, Apollo, Hera, and Iris, and many, many more.
And that's a lot of gods.
Greek gods and their stories were created to teach and explain everyday occurrences, such as day or night and the seasons.
People believed they had to pray to the gods to get protection. If the gods were angry, they would punish the Greeks. People worshipped the gods, made personal temples, and gave tributes to the gods.
The Greeks even had a god for everything. The worshippers of the Greek gods believed that after death, the soul goes on a journey to the underworld. You are led to the River of Styx, where you are led across by Charon. There are two places that your soul can be sent to.
To be sent to Tartarus is considered a punishment, and to be sent to the Ilysium is a gift and a sign that you lived a good life. In a burial ritual, a coin would be placed on your mouth for the ferryman to take across the River Styx.
Sacrifices were also a good way to connect to the gods.
Sacrifices established a good relationship with the gods. They would sacrifice animals such as goats. Sacrifices were offered to the Olympian gods at dawn at an altar, which stood outside a temple.
A sacrifice was a gift to the gods, so they had to be unblemished or perfect. Different animals were sacrificed to different gods. Public sacrifices happened frequently at festivals and gatherings.
Did you know festivals were a time to worship the gods together?
Where else were the gods worshiped, Mother?
Gods were usually worshiped in places such as groves, caves, and mountaintops. Shrines were also located at many oracles, places where people would consult the gods and ask for their future.
In Greek mythology, there were gods, a group of powerful male and female beings who watched over different parts of the world from their home, Mount Olympus. The king of the gods was Zeus, the god of thunder and sky, who oversaw all the other gods. His wife Hera, queen of the gods, and they had many children, such as Ares, god of war, and Hephaestus, the god of metalworking.
Zeus had two brothers, Poseidon, the god of the sea, and Hades, the god of the underworld. Some other important gods include Apollo, the god of archery, music, prophecy, the sun, and light. His twin sister, Artemis, goddess of the hunt, and Athena, who was god of wisdom and wartime strategy, and patron saint of Athens.
Poseidon was one of the gods commonly worshipped in ancient Greece. They worshipped him with gifts as well as sacrifices. Did you know the religion of worshipping Greek gods is polytheistic, meaning to believe more than one god? That puts this religion and others such as Norse and or Roman from modern religions such as Christianity or Judaism, because they are monotheistic, or they worship or believe in one god. We got our information from mylearning.org, Britannica School, Gale Resources and Contacts, and Religion in Ancient Greece, God for Kids.
And remember, don't cry because it's over, but smile because it happened. Thanks for listening.